Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, and in this video I'm going to talk to you about buying wealth. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Good morning, it's Dan. It's 9 o'clock, it's a Wednesday morning. We're just going to head down to the beach and we are going paddle surfing. Which is really cool. We've got the paddles, boards in the back, and I got my anti-UV protection on. But let's talk about money, let's talk about wealth, and let's talk about buying wealth. You see, most people, they go out and they buy a car, they buy a Starbucks, they buy clothes from Next, they buy a house, okay? And all that's fine, to a certain extent. The problem comes with where the money comes from to pay for all that stuff. So usually you have to get up, go to work, earn a living, and then you can afford that stuff, okay? But there is a different way of doing it, and the different way of doing it is you don't buy any coffee until the coffee is paid for using money from Starbucks shares. So for example, you might buy £1,000 of Starbucks shares, let's say they're a 3% yield, and that'll give you £30 a year with which to spend on Starbucks. And you might be like, well, that's not a lot, it's one coffee a month. Yeah, but it's one coffee a month for the rest of your life. And if you want more coffee, you put more money into Starbucks shares, and 3% yield's not a great yield anyway, and I'd much prefer a little bit more. But what we're doing here is we are buying wealth. We are buying income, where most people are buying the taste of coffee and the use of the car. I would much rather you buy shares in Tesla, you know, put 10 grand in Tesla, and when that reaches 40 grand, go out and buy your Tesla, because those shares are going to go up at some point over the next 20 years. And it might be that, well, it'll take you 20 years to get the car, well, then so be it. But at least then you've bought a 35 grand car for £10,000 because you've invested in shares. But I like the idea of dividends coming in every single, well, quarter or biannually. I like that idea so that I've constantly got cash flow coming into my account, because that's what's really important, is cash flow coming into your account to cover your monthly expenses. And your monthly expenses are clothes and coffee and all of that kind of thing. And instead of spending money on that, move that money over to, even if it's just a FTSE 100 index account that's going to pay a dividend of 5 or 6% every year, or 3% every year, whatever that's going to be, and use that money to pay for all the little things that you want. And so that's what I started doing 22 years ago now. We started investing in property, and we didn't really know what we were doing 22 years ago. We just knew that we hated work, we knew that we didn't want a job, we knew that we hated our bosses, and it drove us to the point of a lot of the money that we generated. I was going to say all of the money we generated, but that wasn't true at all. A lot of the money we generated went into buying assets. It went into buying a future lifestyle. And this is the kind of concept I need you to get your head around, is that you are buying future lifestyle by not going out Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, four times a month, which is what I used to do, by the way. And I guess at the time I was on 100 grand a year working for a tier one computer company. But if I'd have saved all that money instead 20 odd years ago, and I don't remember those nights out, too drunk anyway, I certainly don't have an effect from those drunken nights out. Whereas if I'd have spent that money on Amazon or Netflix or Google or Microsoft, we'd have another £250,000 in assets generating cash flow every single quarter that you can then live on. It's ridiculous. Let me give you an example. If you spend £500 a month on a car over a 10-year period, that's 50 grand. What have you got at the end of it? Nothing. You know, you might lease a car, for example. You've definitely got nothing. And if you putting £500 down on a car, I might get you a £30,000-£40,000 Porsche, which is nice. Well, how much do you think that's going to be worth in 10 years? 10? 11 on a good day. Like, the difference that you want to be doing here, my chin is glowing. The difference that you want to be doing is you want to be putting that £500 a month into stocks and shares. That's 50 grand. And this isn't going to, you know, be fundamentally life-changing, but in 10 years' time, if you're getting a 5% yield on 50 grand, 10% would be 5 grand, so that's 2.5 grand a year. That's not bad. It's £200 a month. You can buy a car for the rest of your life. You could lease a car for the rest of your life and never have to use your own money from work ever again. This is what I mean by buying future wealth. The money that you put into a stock market right now is not going to return a lot. The money that I put in property 20 years ago didn't return a lot 20 years ago. But 20 years later, house prices have gone up, generally. Not as much in the north, that's for sure. But my rents have definitely increased. And so that was totally the right thing. One of the biggest regrets that I've had, in fact, is that I didn't buy more property 20 years ago. And, you know, we're lucky that we are where we are, because some people did buy a lot of property 20 years ago, and they bought it through Mortgage Express. They were doing the same day refinance, and they're buying 10 and 20 and 30 a month, and they went bust. So, actually, that, you know, it's like a kid in a sweet shop. You eat all the sweets, and then you vomit, because you're eating too much sugar. And that was the same with the MX. It was, you know, too much of a good thing, and people couldn't manage and control that, and I would have been one of them, by the way. I suppose thank goodness I was distracted by going out clubbing with the lads and so on all those years ago. But your job right now is to start buying assets, is to start buying future wealth, start buying future income. So that coffee that you're about to spend at £3.50, and I hate this argument, oh, if I just give up avocado toast, I can get a mortgage on a house, can I? I'm a deposit. And it's like, no, you idiot. That's just one example of a whole bunch of things that you have to do if you're in your 20s and 30s to start saving money and start investing money and start getting a return on that money so that you can buy future income. That's the whole point. And just to end this on this note, buying future income is what this is all about. It's not about, like, harming yourself in some way and going without as though it's some, you know, wonderful thing that you're having to give up. That's not what this is about. This is simply about buying future wealth, buying future income, so that if you're 20 now, by the time you're 45, you'll never have to work again. You'll be able to come paddle surfing with me in the Med, like we're doing this morning, Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, 9:20. Like, that's the whole point. The point isn't that, you know, it's like where you're self-harming yourself in religion, where you're, you know, and get you up to heaven. That's not the point here. The point is that those sacrifices that you're going to make today are what will generate your lifestyle in 20 years from now. And it's really hard because you don't feel the experience of that. It's like weight loss. The work that I do today, I don't see on my body for, you know, 2 weeks, 14 days. I don't see it. And I get really frustrated with that because I want an instant, you know. Well, in the past, when I was younger, I would do some work and I'd get an instant result. I'm 48, I don't get an instant result. And it's exactly the same on your finances. You do not get an instant result on your money. You get a result that's going to come when it comes. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.